Hi, how are you? Come in, come in. Did you find the place okay? I know there was a lot of security. Oh, you did? I don't know what to say. You just gotta protect your space, right? It's a lot of evil eyes out there, but I'm glad you found it. Don't look so nervous. You're safe here. Come on, just take your shoes off. Right there. Okay. So give me your hands. This is just a little bit of holy water, cleanse you before you walk in. Does that feel good? Yeah. It's like a little mini massage. I'm just transferring my good energy to you. Nothing but good energy here. Love and light. You feel better already? Good, great. Okay, so come over to my little table. I set it up just for you. I got your memo about what you were looking for. Just have a seat right there on that little cushion. Okay, good. So I read your email and what you wanted to have a reading about today, but just, you can share with me, specifically. Okay. Oh. Well, that's I completely understand. Everyone's going through it right now. Just isolation, a lot of depression and sadness. I think a lot of people are feeling, maybe not so much connected with other people. So what you're feeling is perfectly normal. I want to say that first of all. But here, when you're with me, I want you to know that I see you and I hear what you're saying and I get it. And you can be vulnerable. I'm not going to judge you. I would never. I'm not going to judge you. Anything that you have to say, you can say it. This is a safe place. Okay. So I know that you're looking for sort of clarification about why you're feeling stuck sexually. How long has it been since you had sex? Okay, well, 6 months is not that long of a time, especially considering what's going on, but maybe this is a little personal, but I think it's important. How long has it been since you've masturbated? Oh, not that long. Okay. This morning? Okay, that's what I thought. Yeah, I'm psychic too. Now, what I'm going to do is just do a quick, simple reading to sort of gauge your energy. Maybe we can filter out all of the noise and really get to the focus and the important part of what you're feeling. I really want to get to the deep, the depths. Truly, I really do. I want to go deep with you. So maybe we can do just a simple reading. I'm just going to draw a few cards and we're going to just sort of get a generalization of how you're feeling and the short-term outlook of your sex life. See if anything good's coming up, what maybe things you need to focus on internally to make that happen, to make that experience you've been waiting for. It's not as simple as finding a girl that wants to fuck you. You've got to do some internal work sometimes. But we'll read the cards and we'll see, okay? Okay, so gonna shuffle my cards. Yes, feel free to get comfortable, of course. Oh, the candles. The candles are just, well, for one, they're for ambiance, and two, they're just to give us a, just a symbol of focus. So if you're feeling sort of out of sorts, just look at the flame. The flame is a representative of what's going on inside of you. Okay. Cutting the deck. Take 3 cards from the deck and face them down. And we'll see what happens. Okay, so... Your first card is the Ace of Wands. Well, this is a pretty steamy card. If you can see the picture on the card, it's... There's a wand, which is a pretty phallic image. It's strong, it's big, it's powerful. This is a card that sort of represents sexual passion. It's definitely about physical sex, less about the emotional. To be frank, it's about penetration. I think I'm feeling that you're about to enter a hot and passionate time with a new partner, a new lover. And honestly, you shouldn't expect much from this exchange. It's strictly about sex, about fucking. So don't expect a lot from this. Nothing long term. And if you can see the end of the wand, it's a bit of a feminine angle. Almost like a vagina opening, flowering. Okay, your next card. Oh, this is my favorite card. This is the card of the devil card. So, this card, the central theme is sex. The devil is a central character, okay? I'm not surprised that you've drawn this card because that's what's on your mind. That's the central focus of your life at this moment. You're frustrated. I think it sort of represents bondage, maybe a menage a trois. Could also represent violence, obsession, even sexual addiction, but generally with this card, it means things are gonna get hot and heavy pretty fast. You look really excited. Okay, well, let's keep going. Okay, the last card that I'm seeing. The Eight of Wands. This card represents, I want sex and I want it now. And that you've been thinking of nothing but sex for quite some time now. Eight of Wands does not represent commitment. There's no faithfulness. It's just hot and steamy. So basically, you're about to get fucked and fucked really good. How does that make you feel? Look, this is what the cards say. I can't guarantee anything, but you're a good-looking man. You know what you want. You're attractive, you're smart. There's no reason why the cards would be wrong. The cards are saying everything that you're feeling. You need someone that's going to incite passion and someone that's sensual and is in touch with their body. You need something more than just missionary, doggy style blowjob and then done, don't you? Okay, so what was that? You want me to read my cards? Look, I already know what my cards say. I actually read them this morning, and it's interesting that both of our readings sort of align. But, you know, that's neither here nor there. So, what I want to ask you is, you know, you've read what the cards have had to say. What are you feeling? Do you feel like you're close, that you're on the precipice of a experience that you've been looking for, something explosive? You do. Is there anyone that you have in mind that you want to act this out with? Or do you feel like you need to go looking for it? Yeah, I can see what you're saying. But what is it that you really, truly want? I feel like you're beating around the bush. You want someone that's going to give you an explosive experience. I get that. You've probably been cooped up inside for a long time. You just want to feel something. I get it. A lot of people feel that way. How have I been feeling lately? About the same as you. Very horny, very frustrated, but I don't know, I enjoy doing what I do, giving people clarity. Even if I don't have any of my own, it's nice to make people feel better, give them hope. But I find that people don't really know what they want. I know what I want. What is that? What is it that I want? That's tough. I think what I want is for a man to just take me. Yeah. To look at me the way that you're looking at me. You like my robe. Well, it's a kimono. It's very special. Do you like the red color? Deep red. It's the color of love. Of sexual power. Yeah. Well, your reading was kind of last minute, so I didn't really have time to get properly dressed. I hope you don't mind. You don't? Okay, good. Do I know what it is that you want? I don't know, but I'm willing to figure it out. I think you want me. Am I right? Yeah. Do you mind if I open up my kimono? Do you want to see my breasts? Do you like what you see? Do you see how hard my nipples are? Why don't you come over here? Oh, kiss on my stomach. Yeah. Take my nipples in your mouth. Oh, your tongue. Hold on. Take your clothes off. I'm gonna clear the table. No, lie down. Yeah, you're gonna get a little more than just a reading. Just lie back and relax. God, I love your cock. It's just sticking straight up like I like it. I think I found my Ace of Wands. Oh, it's so big. Just wrap my hands around it. Feel how hard you are. Yeah, that cock is full. You haven't come in a little bit. I can tell. I know it feels good. Can I stroke it for you? Can I stroke your big hard cock? Yeah. Can I spit on it a little bit? Make it nice and wet. Look how slippery that is. Look at you. Just laying there with my hand wrapped around your cock. You're at my mercy, aren't you? Oh, it's just how I like my men. I grip your cock harder. Look, I just want to tell you that this is all it's gonna be. I'm gonna fuck you. I'm gonna make you come really hard. And then you're gonna leave. Got it? Okay, good. I love stress. You want my mouth on your cock? You think you deserve it? You deserve my mouth on your big hard cock? Oh, you do. Oh, tell me you deserve it. Oh, that's some good cock. That's some fucking good cock. Just rub it all over my face. Oh, getting nice and wet. Yeah, that fuck my throat. Fuck my throat. Oh, don't fucking move. Don't you fucking move. Don't grab my pussy on your cock. I'm just rub it on my clit. Yeah. Oh, fuck, that feels so fucking good. Oh, rub it on my juicy little clit. Oh, yeah. Slamming my pussy lips. Oh. I feel so fucking good. Oh, shut the fuck up. I know you wanna fuck me. You can only fuck me until I say, okay? Oh yeah, God, that's such a big juicy head on your cock. Oh, you just put the head of it in. We put that of your cock in me. Oh, you slide down. Had to come see me to get it. I know you do. I know you love it. Oh, I'm just gonna sit on it. Sit on that big fucking dick. Oh, yeah. You squeeze it. Let me squeeze it with my pussy. Let me squeeze that big dick. I can't help but to move on it. I have to move on that fucking cock. Yeah. Oh, I'm gonna fuck the shit out of you. Oh, fuck. Oh, yeah. Oh, God. Yeah, you watch my titties bouncing. Yeah. Little pussy hole. You're gonna fill my tight fucking cunt up with your cum. Yeah. You're gonna give it to me. You're gonna give me all that cum you've been saving for a little slut. Yeah. Yeah, you're gonna come with me. Come with me. Dripping down your balls, yeah. Oh, it's a good boy, yeah. Like, Oh. I'll get dressed and get the fuck out of here.